my own business and what I, some of the things that I see in internet marketing, and maybe give you some directions and some tips. And then I will see who here needs a booster. I can help you and so forth. All right. What Danny and Sean have been working on in my business this week, Danny has worked probably for the last 3 or 4 weeks on creating a new squeeze page for us. In other words, a page to get name and email address. And so we created a really tricked out video. We worked really hard on it. We put together a lot of screen caps. I gathered together stuff from the past in my business, and we put together a really tricked out video. Now, there are several approaches to video on a squeeze page. All the split tests I've seen are showing that the video increases opt-ins on squeeze pages in the current market. Ryan Dice is my friend over in Austin. He recently did a test just putting SitePal, that's SITPAL.com, which is really cool because you don't need a graphic designer to do it. You put your text in there, and it has this animated character that reads the text. And he actually, I don't remember if he doubled response. I think he almost doubled response to his opt-in just by having the text read by a SitePal character. So that's number one. Number two, you can do Camtasia videos. If you opt in on Dagan Smith's page, I think it's recruitlikecrazy.com/free CD. His main video at recruitlikecrazy.com, that one is just shot. It's like a real video that he shot as he's driving down to the bank to deposit all these checks. But then on the thank you page, where he basically has this pitch to get you to pay like $5 for the, quote, free CD, that's a Camtasia video. So you can do Camtasia video. The requirements to do the nice thing about Camtasia video, or if you don't have money, Cam Studio is, I believe, free. You know, you basically need a good mic set up. And some people use Plantronics headsets, and you can get pretty decent quality with them in office. And we have the instructions. I don't remember if it's, I think it's in promo dashboard on the where we're talking about podcasts and stuff. We use an AKG mic that's hooked up to a, called an Edorol. I think it's Eidorol preamp. And that's a USB thing that boosts the power on the mic. Because when you use a high-quality mic, the computer doesn't have enough power to power it. So you have to use what's called a preamp, which provides power to the mic. The alternative is they have this new line of USB mics out that are a lot higher. They're specifically made for podcasting. They do not require preamp or an external power source. The Edorol is kind of unusual. It's like, I think it's got the preamp in it, but it's also functions as an external sound card. Because the sound card in your computers are typical lower quality, they're consumer quality. But these new mics, one of them is called Snowflake. Samsung has one. They're USB-powered mics, and they're specifically made for podcasts. They do a pretty good job. So that's really all you have to do in order to do a Camtasia video or some screen capture video. The third thing that you can do is what we're doing, and I don't see really hardly anyone doing this, and that is we're creating a very fast-paced, fast-moving video with a whole lot of elements, and that's why Danny had to do it. He's my graphic designer. It took him like 2 or 3 weeks to do it. There's a lot of little elements to it. He used a thing called Adobe After Effects. Pretty significant learning curve to that. You could find somebody, though, on Craigslist who can do it, or somebody on ScriptLance, Elance, et cetera. So that's what we're doing on our squeeze. Then we have page two, which is what Danny's been currently working on. And the page two is where you got your pitch. So they opt in, you know, on the squeeze, and then they go to the thank you page, which is really your pitch. And on our case, I think we're doing a pitch. On the opt-in, they're getting a free ebook, and then on the thank you page, we're going to try a couple of things. We're going to sell something probably for $27, and I will tell you the model there. And then we're also going to try a dollar, like 21-day trial for a membership site on the Ben Hart model. If you've got promo dashboard, you've heard the Ben Hart interview. The $27 model, let me break that down for you. I don't remember if I've talked about this before. If you go to Offer, I think it's Offer Vault, OFFER. I gave the URL on the last call. It's either Offers Vault plural or Offer Vault singular. I believe it's singular. OfferVault.com, sign up. You can search all the cost per action, cost per lead networks. And you search in there Sean Casey, S-E-A-N-C-A-S-E-Y, or Business in a Box. There's also the Casey Soft. I think it's called Casey Soft Offer is a good one. But the one I'm looking at for Sean is he has a thing called the Business in a Box, and it's a free Business in a Box. It's really a sign-up, as I see it, for his affiliate program, but it's very well packaged. And he pays out, I think, $1.30 a lead, so $1.30 a sign-up. it's basically he's paying people about $1.30 to sign up for his affiliate program. But then once you sign up for the free business in a box, the next page you go to from the squeeze page is a video. It's a 20 or 25 minute video. I think it's 25 minutes. Camtasia video, PowerPoint, basic bullet points and a lot of pictures of prizes he's won, a car. He won like a Lamborghini by winning Evan Pagan's product launch. It's really funny because everybody thinks in the product launches, you know, that people are endorsing the products because they believe in them so much. No, actually, they're trying to win the Lamborghini or the BMW or whatever the prize is. So anyway, it's a great video, though. You should search, like, Sean Casey Business in a Box, sign up and study that 20, 25-minute presentation because it's selling a $27 ebook, and he takes, like, a full 25 minutes to sell a $27 ebook, and it has forced continuity built in. That means that when you buy the $27 ebook, whether you want it or not, you get, I think, a 30-day trial of his membership site, and then after that, I don't know, I think you pay 30 bucks a month for the membership site, and he gives you a ton of mostly in there, I think he gives you reprint rights to ebooks, so you can, you know, no product creation time there. He's a member of a PLR site or PLR private label rights site, grabs the ebooks that he has rights to, throws them in there. People are happy because they're getting like 10 ebooks a month for 30 bucks. So they're thinking this is a great deal. And then I think you throw some other content in there. But it's all off of that 25-minute conversion video. So what we're doing is right now we just are doing some sales letters. But I want to do like a real nice PowerPoint 25-minute conversion piece. And it's nothing fancy. If you see Sean's, I mean, you know, he didn't hire a graphic designer to do this 25-minute video. And frankly, on his Business in a Box, the upfront graphics are okay, but you could hire any designer for probably $150 or $200. So I like high quality and high-end graphics, and you need some graphics, but you certainly don't have to spend a fortune on them to have something that converts. But that little 25-minute video of Sean's, I mean, that thing is money in the bank. When I say money in the bank, I don't know how much he's making off of that, but he's on the CPA, the Cost Per Action Networks, which drive huge, massive amounts of traffic. And I think, I don't know, but I'm guessing that's where Sean does the dominant amount of his lead generation is just off the CPA networks. Now, follow the model here. It's just a very simple model. He pays out affiliates on the CPA networks, like CPA Empire or you can find them all through OfferVault.com. He pays out $1.30 when people sign up. Free business in a box, sign up. They sign up. He's paying them $1.30. They're immediately hit with this 25-minute video selling a $27 whatever. The sales on the $27 whatever liquidate the $1.30 up front that he has to pay to the people that opt in. This is my guess is he's breaking even on that $27. Now, but the $27 has Force Continuity membership site wrapped into it. Now he's in the profit. All the Force Continuity, all the membership billing that kicks in after 30 days, that's all money in the bank. That's all free money. Because the $27 ebook paid for the cost of the $1.30 leads, if this is making any sense. Hopefully it's making sense. And then after that, you're on his email list. Now, every single day, Sean sends you an email for an affiliate product. Not his own products. I don't know how many products Sean has. I don't think he's got a lot. He just sends every day an email for an affiliate program. And he's a top affiliate for most of the programs he enters, because I'm guessing he drives an enormous amount of leads from these cost per action networks where he's paying $1.30 a lead. Now, this is risky. You've got to test out your conversions, because think of this. He's paying out $1.30 where that $27 video converts or not. So you got to be darn sure if you got a video there and you're selling an ebook for under probably 40 bucks. 27, I don't know, Ryan Dice has done some testing on price points. I haven't done the testing that Ryan has, but he likes, I think he said 27. I don't remember his price points, but the one that stuck out was 27 bucks. And coincidentally, that's the one Sean Casey uses. Perry Belcher was using 17 bucks. Ryan said he had tested it and he liked 27, so take that for whatever it's worth. So you've got the Force Continuity is all money in the bank, and then the daily emails for affiliate products, no customer service on those. The only customer service you have is for the one $27 ebook. That's the customer service right there. That's it. So if you follow that, that's a sweet model. You know, one ebook you're doing customer service on for $27. Well, you'd have a membership site there. The thing on the forced continuity is in that 25-minute video, Sean makes it enormously abundantly clear, very, very clear, that they're going to be billed for it. He walks them through the whole thing. It's really beautiful. It's really the way he does it is just awesome. He just walks them through it step by step and explains that they're going to be billed and what the thing. I mean, people are not surprised. That's what I like about the way Sean did that is it's not like people are going to be billed and they're surprised by it. It's full 100% disclosure. He explains it very thoroughly. I just can't fathom somebody going, I didn't know I was going to be billed. Because if they say that, they didn't watch the video, and, you know, what can you really say about that if they bought and didn't watch what it was they were buying? So that right there is a whole lot of what you need to know about Internet marketing. So I want to just highlight some really critical and crucial things here. Because sometimes, and I'm probably guilty of it too, it's easy to overcomplicate things. I'm trying to find the URL for Sean's business in a box thing. Geez, let me see here. Here are the things that I want to highlight about the whole business in a box idea. Number one, you say, well, Marlon, I can't write a sales letter. I don't have the money to write a sales letter. He didn't write a sales letter. He did a 25-minute PowerPoint video that's just plain old salesmanship. That's all. It's plain, straightforward salesmanship. He didn't write anything. He just spoke it. The front end business in a box, free business in a box thing is minimal copy. There's copy, but he's got several front ends. You can find him at offervault.com. There is copy on him, but it's like this isn't a $10,000 sales letter writing job, or if it is, I think I'd be pretty shocked. You know, I don't think that's what it is. Let's see what else I have to say about it. It shows an understanding of good economics. In other words, you're generating these leads. You're paying $1.30 for them, but you're immediately selling something for $27. So you're paying for your lead generation. Now you're saying, well, Marlon, why does he do this on these cost per action networks or whatever instead of why does he do them there instead of like an affiliate program and just pay a commission on the $27 per sale? Well, the reason for that is because he gets a lot more affiliates like pay per lead because they don't have to make a sale. And there's a more immediate payoff. And that's the best way I could explain it. There's huge traffic on these CPA networks. So best as I can explain it, that's what I know or understand or have to say about it. See what else I can say about this. I'm trying to log in here at another place. Give me one second. See if I can remember my Offer Vault login. Okay, there, I'm into Offer Vault. Let me search business in a box and see if I can find the other front end for it, because the one front end that I showed you, it's fine, but it's the other one looks better. Okay, so I'm at Offer Vault. It's offervault.com. I typed in business in a box. Let me see if I can find Sean's offer here. You'll notice that a lot of these pay per lead, where it's pay for an opt-in, most of these things pay out $1.20, $1.30. I don't know why that is, but apparently a lot of testing has proven that that's the best price for them from what I can see. All right, so here we go. It's called BizOp, Sean Casey Internet Business, Casey Soft, Casey BizOp, Lead Gen. All right, and then there's KC Business in a Box, all right. Let's check this one out. All right. Yeah, this is the one. Yeah, okay. So you try, I think, quickstartsite.com/QSS. Let me see if that alone will bring it up. If not, no, this is too complicated. Okay, you just go to offervault.com and search Sean Casey, and then look for the one called Business in a Box. But literally, he has like business. Here's the whole headline: Business in a Box, the package that made top internet marketers stand in awe when it was first released, is now available free of charge. It's part of an insane marketing test. Sean Casey's offering his best-selling internet box for absolutely free. All you have to do is act now. just fill in the short form. Yes, Ashley, for you, I'll share my incredible product with you, and it's got some bullet points and a picture of some money with a ribbon on it and an opt-in. That's it. I mean, it's the simplest thing you've seen in your life. And you opt in, you go to the 25-minute video, $27, he's broken even, forced continuity, now he's made money. The other interesting part about this is most people are having you opt in for a free sample or something. You're really, when you're opting into this business, the business in a box is his reseller program. So in other words, in addition to everything else, he's getting people to resell his products, and he's only having to pay $1.30 each to get them. That's crazy. That's just a crazy model. The other thing I want to point out about this is that it's an affiliate model, but one that drives a lot of traffic because it's using these CPA networks. Now, nobody really talks about these networks because they're pay per lead. And the reason I think nobody talks about them is, you know, if you're a brand new person, I probably wouldn't go on there because, you know, there's a lot of sharks, and, you know, this is really something. The model is good, but I wouldn't go on the CPA networks until I really knew what I was doing. I don't think I would do it. But to understand the model, though, is great. Now, when Dagan was starting out, he didn't go on the CPA networks, but he did go ahead and pay, I think, 75 cents per opt-in because it was easier to get affiliates who wanted to make 75 cents per opt-in than it was to get people that wanted to make X dollars per sell. That getting paid per opt-in just seems more attractive to affiliates. Now, you have issues with fraud, but some of it is just, well, you got to, you know, stop people if they're not converting, A, and then B, you got to have enough of a back end built in there, follow up sales, that it's kind of all irrelevant. All right, I'm going to bring this off of. Let me find my mute thing here. Bring this off of mute, and see if I've totally lost all of you, or if you're getting this. All right, everyone, Marlon, on the count of three, if you can hear me, say yes. One, two, three.
Yes.
Okay, I just lose all of you, or does that what I just said make sense? Does it open any eyes? Is it old news to you? How do you feel about what I just talked about?
Well, I'll bust in first, Marlon. It's Jeff Levesque. It's old news to me, but it's excellent news and makes perfect sense.
All right, Jeff. Well, you know, the interesting thing about what Sean's doing there is he's making those $27 sales off a 25-minute PowerPoint video that, honest to God, you could do in an afternoon. I mean, this isn't a one-month production video. I mean, it's pictures and it's bullet points with very little graphics. I mean, he used, like, the default template, one of them that just comes in PowerPoint. It's nothing. How many of you would like to be able to make $27 sales all day and all night long and not even have to write a sales letter?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So I recommend that you go to offervault.com, sign up, and search for Sean Casey and study his business in a box process. It's also kind of interesting because of the way he delivers the business in a box. So you go through this whole thing, and then you get over there, and it's like the affiliate program. I'm like, my God. He's paying $1.30 to get people to join his affiliate program. That's absolutely brilliant. It's just brilliant. Because on top of all the money he's making from the forced continuity and the daily affiliate emails, he's also now got this whole army of affiliates to sell his products. I mean, this, folks, I'm giving you maybe the best business model I've seen in a long time. Because here's why. One, it's simple. Two, you don't have to have a graphic designer on staff like I have. Although I love graphic designers. And Sean's my PHP guy, and I love Sean. I love what he does. He does great work. And I love having those resources, but I'm just saying for you guys and gals new to the business, you don't have to have them. You can do a PowerPoint video, and if you find a business in a box site, it's a subdirectory at quickstartsite.com/, I think, capital QSS, but then it's got some more stuff after that. But when you find this thing, it's like, You can write something. Well, I read the copy to you. It's nothing for the free business in a box. I mean, basically, it's a headline and some bullet points showing a free business. Who doesn't want a business in a box? So, all right, So that's why I like it. Who else has comments on this? Is it old hat to you? Does it open your eyes any? Does it seem irrelevant to you?
What
anyone?
Can you put some of those URLs in the A-Team members area? Or you want to give them out again?
Well, you need to look that URL up. I will put it. We can put it in there, but
okay.
Really you need to look it up. And the reason you need to look it up is because you need to know how the thing works.
Okay, so what are
you
they
don't
doing?
Understand how it works unless you go to offer, O-F-F-E-R, vault, V-A-U-L-T. That's it. Just go there, offervault.com, and search for Sean Casey. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, Marlon, this is Bernie. I just did that, and it was real simple.
Oh,
yeah,
offer
Bernie,
vault.
It is. It's very simple.
Okay, got it. Got it. Okay, thanks.
But the reason I want you to do this is do you see all of them? When you log into Offer Vault and search Sean Casey, Offer Vault searches about 30 or 40 of the top cost per action networks. It searches all of them. So this all of a sudden lets you tap in to see people that are selling, have offers that are selling millions and millions and millions of dollars. I mean, some of the affiliates for the offers that you see on there make $1 million a year commissions. Now, that's not the program owner. That's just their top affiliate. So that's why that it's good to go to Offer Vault to see how these and see how these different offers are working, because these are the highest volume offers in the world that you see here. Now, some of them are scummy. I mean, it's, you know, I'm taking you out of the newbie world into the real world of where the real action, a lot of the real action is. But you've got ringtone offers here. You've got, you know, stuff that's probably morally and possibly even legally questionable. You've got everything under the sun there. Some of it cool, some of it interesting, some of it questionable, some of it I wouldn't touch, but it's all there, and you can learn from all of it. You can learn from all of it. But the difference between, let's look at the difference between associateprograms.com and offervault.com and understand the difference. Associateprograms.com is an aggregation site for affiliate programs or associate programs, which is pay per sell. Offer Vault is similar to associate programs, but it's a search engine for cost per action networks, meaning it's pay per lead, not pay per sell. Affiliate and associate programs are pay per sell. All of these things like CPA Empire, Rocket Fuel, all of these, Hydra Media, they're all pay per lead. Not pay-per-sell. Now, I think there is some pay-per-sell stuff on there, but most of it's pay-per-lead. All right, who else has a question or a comment on this?
Could you explain one more time the difference between the $1.30, taking that away from the – where does the rest of the money from the 27 go?
Okay, so here's what happens. He's paying $1.30 for per person that just puts in their name and email to get the free business in a box.
Uh-huh.
All right? So let's say that he has 10 people put in their name and email, right?
Right.
So he's paying out $1.30 each, so roughly, what, 12 or 13 bucks? 13 bucks. So he's paid out 13 bucks for those 10 people. Now, all those 10 people watch his 25, well, some of them are going to watch the whole video, some of them aren't. But all those people go to the page with his 25-minute video on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say two of those people buy his $27 deal.
Okay.
If two of them buy the $27, he only paid $13 to get them. He just doubled or tripled his money. If only one of them buys it, one out of 10, 10% conversion, he still doubled his money. If one out of 20 people who opt in buy it, he breaks even. So now, in other words, he just got customers for free and affiliates for free. Now, when they buy the $27, they're also agreeing to a 30-day free trial of his membership site and agreeing to be billed, if they don't cancel, $30 a month every month thereafter. Approximately, probably 70 to 80% of the people will stay on and be billed for the first month. So if you take out of 10, you had, you know, one person buy the $27 deal, then out of all those people that buy it, probably 70 or 80% of them stay on and gets another 30 a month of them. Some of them stay on for 6 months, and he makes a lot of money from them. So in other words, the $27 erases the cost of the $1.30s. So now all those customers are free, and anything he gets on the recurring billing is free money. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So in other words, you're getting all the customers you want for free.
Mm-hmm.
And simultaneously, you're building a huge recurring billing income every month that lets you quit your job because now every month you know you got this much money coming in. On top of that, he's recruiting affiliates who sell his products for him. On top of that, everybody that opts in gets daily emails for affiliate programs. So now, follow the logic here. So every single day when you sign up for this, you're going to get an email from Sean Casey selling a different affiliate product every single day. Now, that means in 90 days he's promoted approximately 90 different affiliate programs. Let me ask you a question. When Sean goes to launch his own product, how many people owe Sean a favor?
90.
In 90 days.
Right. I mean, yeah.
In a year, 400 people
right.
owe Sean a favor.
Right.
Right?
Holy crap.
Now, how would you like to go into a product launch having 360 people that owe you a favor?
So we could do this even if we don't have our monthly membership site set up because you're still going to have 300 people helping to promote your stuff.
You've still got affiliates to sell your stuff.
Got it. Okay.
Now, so what Sean sells, well, it's really funny because you don't got to have your own membership site. Are you aware that there's private label membership sites out there that you can buy where you just pay a monthly fee and you get somebody else's membership site that's just private labeled to you?
Wow.
So, like, if you go on the warriorforum.com, warriorforum.com, there's a section called WSOs, Warrior Special Offers. Now, guys, there's a lot of crap in there, and then there's some really good stuff, and there's some stuff that's in between. But you will find in their offers for private label membership sites. Well, Sean Casey sells also his own. The membership site he sells with this business in a box thing, you can also private label his actual membership site. Like, Sean doesn't miss anything. Like, if you want your own membership, you can have the exact same membership site that Sean's selling. Now, he sells so much of it, I don't know that I would buy that one. I would probably get somebody else's membership site. And on the Warriors Forum, people sell private label membership sites for all kinds of stuff. In addition, follow what Sean's follow my logic. His membership site is basically PLR books to begin with. So in other words, there's all these sites, they're called private label right sites. They're PLR sites. All you do is you go join one of these. I forget there's a bunch of them. I don't even remember. PLR Pro, I think, is one. There's bunches of them. You just join one of them, and each month they give you a whole bunch of e-books. You just take those and you stick them in your membership site. Now for $30 a month, people are getting 10 or 20, 10 e-books a month. Now you write some reviews of each e-book, and you stick some articles in there. You grab some YouTube videos. One of my friends in his membership site, he just sticks YouTube videos in there. He embeds the code from YouTube, and they literally get YouTube videos that are free. But he goes through, he finds the best ones, he writes up a little write-up on why he likes this particular one, he adds value to it. So now you've got a membership site. How many of you all would like to have a membership site where you have money coming in each month?
Yes.
All right.
People speak up.
Well, if you don't, that's okay. I'm just painting some possibilities here for you.
Okay.
Right? I'm just painting the possibilities.
Right.
Now, I'm not the biggest fan in the world of private label rights, but there's value in it. I will tell you this, that if people are getting 10 e-books a month and it's on a topic they're interested in, they're going to be a lot less likely to cancel, frankly, than if you're trying to create just all your own content, because when you create all your own content, there's less content. I mean, I was a member for a year of someone, and here was their whole membership site. All they did was they went to Warriors Forum, and they bought all the products that offered master resale rights or private label rights, and they stuck them in their membership site. So instead of having to buy each one individually off of Warriors for $5, $10, $15, $20 each, you just paid this dude $20 or $30 a month, and you got a whole bunch of them every month. I was a member of that for like a year. Because you're just like, well, instead of buying these individually and paying $10 each, I'll pay this guy $30 a month and I get a whole slew of them.
Wow.
All right, questions and comments on this model from anyone else? Tell me, okay, someone, tell me why you cannot do this. Tell me what it is that would stop you personally from being able to do this.
What if we, okay, so let's say that we're launching, we have a brand of our own.
Okay.
Okay,
cool.
And which we're now launching our first home study course.
Okay, great.
And it's in healthcare. It's around muscle testing and kinesiology.
Oh, awesome.
It's a home study course, manual, three DVD, three audio CDs, $197.
Yep. Okay.
So what we could do is go here just to get people. So we're trying to get people to our squeeze page. We're trying to get them to our sales page. We're trying to get the affiliates to promote our product.
All right. So let's talk about how you could do this, all right?
Okay.
Now, I understand there's more than one model you can use.
Right.
So I'll paint you several models.
Okay.
All right. Because a lot of internet marketing is just about the model you use.
Right.
So let's just look at model one. Model one. You put this thing on Google pay-per-click. You find the good keywords for search, which sucks because you got to get a landing page that Google's going to like.
Right.
Here's the short story, by the way. Let me just an aside. Here's the short. I'm going to save you a whole bunch of research on Google. Here's the short story on Google search. Google search, meaning where you pay-per-click based on what people search for in Google, they're wanting to make that no different than sites that have the free organic listings. They don't want to, basically, as I'm getting what Google wants, they don't want to see a difference. In other words, they want you to have basically a hub, a site with a lot of content and fresh content being added all the time. And it's not 100% that way today. Today you can just link to a blog and you can have a privacy policy and about and so forth and you'll fly through Google. But that probably ain't going to fly a year from now. This is the whole direction they're going. So you might as well just create, if you're really going on Google search for your own purposes, and really even a site maybe that affiliates are going to be driving traffic to, you need something. You got to go out and hire article writers off of agentsofvalue.com, agentsofvalue.com. You can hire people in the Philippines, I think, for $500 a month. You can have full-time employees, master's degree, in English or whatever, $100 a month, $500 a month, or you can, there's lots of people on Warriors Forum who advertise that they'll write articles for you. You can search Google. There's tons of people out there who write articles. Basically, you need to hire article writers, and you pay $3 to $5 an article as market rate. And you need to be adding at least one or two articles a week to your site for Google to be happy with it. So you got to go out there and start hiring writers. But let's say you're paying $5 an article. And you might as well combine this with article marketing, too. So you pay $5 an article, so you got maybe $10 a week for two articles a week, 10, 20, 30. So that's $40 a month on your article expense. So now you're building up this content. Google's liking you because you're providing content. All right. So anyway, you get your little search thing up, and you drive traffic there. You test it out. Now you can give affiliates the keywords. You've got a site that actually works in Google, and so forth. Second way you do is you test it on the content network. Now, the good thing about the content network, and you can actually skip the search, the cool thing about the content network is you don't have the quality score requirements. It's, or at least it's not as strict as you do on the search side, or not currently. So you could test this and then roll that out to affiliates, right? Number two, you could not do any of that, roll it out to affiliates and hope they know what they're doing, and you roll it out through either, probably not ClickBank because that's a high-priced product, so now you're looking at ShareASell. Maybe putting it on LinkShare, maybe putting it on, let me think through this. You got ShareASell, you got LinkShare, pay.com, stick it on pay.com. So those are a few sites that you can stick it on to get affiliates. But what I would at least do is have a lot of really trick banners for it. I would really get a very large supply of hot banners in different styles and designs. And I would try to test those probably on Google as image ads and try to get banners that are converting.
Okay.
Or split test them on my own website. I would try to find some way to find out if these banners convert or not, because it really sucks to give affiliates banners that don't work.
Okay.
So that's just all an affiliate-driven thing without this other stuff that we're talking about, right? It's like, you've got a site for Google with some content on it. You got your squeeze page, and you recruit your affiliates, however you, wherever you're going to get your affiliates, whether it's ShareSell, LinkShare, Pay.com, wherever you're going to get them. So that's like model one. Now, the Sean Casey model, you know, and you're going to have a sales letter for the product. It's just typical marketing. Now, the Sean Casey model with this would be a little bit different because up front you need to give some, so you're doing kinesiology. So you're going to be given away free up front.
We have free videos.
Okay, it's free videos.
Right.
So those are free. They sign up, and now they're going to go. See, now we're not on the full Sean Casey model yet because his model
right.
really only works. Well, no. You know what? You could do this. They sign up for the free videos.
Yeah.
And then they're going to get an email that tells them they can offer these free videos on their website. You've got all these banners and all this stuff that people can put on their blogs, on their MySpace, on their Facebook, whatever they got.
Okay.
Hub pages, offering the free videos. Banners of every possible size, shape, little blog ads, everything, all offering the free videos.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, if you stick this on your MySpace and then someone buys, you're going to make this much money, 50%.
Okay.
So they'll make $100 if someone buys.
Got it.
Right? Now, so now they signed up. And now they go to your thank you page. Now, on the thank you page, you have the 25-minute video selling your $200 deal, but $200 on it is – see, I never liked $200 as a price point, and that doesn't mean you won't be successful with it. Like, for me, when I went over $100, it's like – I mean, even $127 sucks. I might
okay.
as well just go on up to, like, $500.
Okay.
I mean,
we could do that. You know, if we didn't have, we could do a $97 price point if they want the all digital download model, and then you know more.
See, what
if
I
they
would
want.
Do is this: $100 all digital, and then the upsell video.
Yep.
Offers them a physically delivered something for another $100.
Right. Okay.
So now you got your $200, but you got it more in a more.
Right.
It's easier to get $200 up front is just to me sucks.
Okay.
Now on the Sean Casey model, though, you do it still different. They opt in. Now you want to get as many buyers as you can. $27 is as good a price point as any. So
okay.
you got a little mini package for $27.
Okay.
They buy the $27. Now they get the upsell video for the $97 for the whole package.
Got
they
it.
Buy that. Now they get another upsell video for the whole full thing physically delivered.
Okay. Got it.
And then you can split tests, doing a 27 with the upsell. Because the upsell then, they paid 27, so the upsell is basically for 70.
Right.
The first upsell versus just hitting them with the 97 up front. I think $97 to a new customer who doesn't know you is, in today's world, is too big of a leap. Like,
okay.
I really need to restructure my marketing. I mean, these things are all a function of time. It really sucks. In a way, when you get 50 products out there, because you're like, oh, let's restructure to 27. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We got to do that 50 times.
Well, I've noticed that all of your products are under $100, and it makes it a no-brainer. You know, so many of these other guys, it's like, you know, $2,000 product, $5,000 product. But and then when I see Marlon Sanders, and it's, you know, 77, 97, 67. I mean, it's easy to spend money when it's not a large amount.
Well, there's the psychology to that, though. Like, these guys are going to make more in their current models doing what they're doing than what I'm doing. Until we ramp up our new – we're ramping up new lead generation. Like, actually, let's talk about this because what the heck. It's a very good discussion to have. And some of you are newbies, and this will be too advanced for you, but, you know, there's nothing like jumping in the deep end. Let's talk about what's going on in marketing today. The whole marketing world on internet marketing and to some degree now in other markets has changed. And what I mean is in the old days I would launch a product like Amazing Formula and affiliates would promote it for 3 years. But in today's world it's very product launch driven. So the reason the guys are doing these $2,000 products is because the model is a product launch model and the affiliates want the big check. So if you're doing the product launch model, you might as well go up to something for $1,000 or $2,000 because that's what the affiliates want because they all want to be able to make out like a bandit. And so, but it's a very sophisticated and complex model, in my opinion. I mean, Jeff Walker would probably argue with me on this, but in my estimation, trying to pull off a product launch, I mean, this is like This is top of the game. This is a very complex line. And if you've been through Jeff Walker's stuff, you know, I mean, it's a very complex. Jeff is brilliant. The model's brilliant. Product launches work.
But then you're. But then aren't you always depending on your next big launch for money? I mean, wouldn't it be better?
And that's the problem I have with this. Is like, okay, let's like take John Reed. So he's building his million-dollar home, great, and he may have paid for it from his last product launch. If he did, good for John, right? But let's just say, pray tell, that his last launch didn't pay for his million-dollar home or multi-million-dollar home, whatever it is. And let's say that he needs another million. And now next year, the market's changed, and maybe he doesn't have the power with affiliates, or maybe his buddies won't go to bat for him like they did the last year because of whatever, or they had an argument with somebody, he had an argument with someone, and that somebody friends with somebody else, and now they don't like him or something. God knows what. And now he can't pull the product launch off.
Wouldn't it be better if you don't have lead generation.
So what I'm doing in my business is, see, we were completely an affiliate-based model, which is still in niche markets. I still think it's a great model because you don't pay until after the sale is made, no upfront money. But in Internet marketing, that's not the world we live in. So I'm expanding our lead generation. We're ramping up our affiliate thing. Sean's working on that even as we speak. He's been working really hard the last 2 weeks, revamping our whole, we use Direct Track as our affiliate software. He's gone through, he's figured everything out. He's created different, like, you know, ways to put banners. He's simplified. He's done all this stuff. So we're doing that. But we're also expanding into other methods of lead generation because I think a product launch is icing on the cake. But the cake and the engine of the business needs to be consistent, steady lead generation. That's the engine of the business. Now, if you're in a niche and you can get that from affiliates who aren't product launch happy, then that's awesome. But if you can't, then I think you've got to start looking at all the other ways to generate leads. And here are some of them. There's Google search, which is a different animal than Google content. And I'm really going to start working more on Google content because Google search is really just a pain. So there's Google content. Now, in addition to that, there's article marketing. So I'm going to do what Dagan does. If you've heard the Dagan interview, I think you may have heard, he pays for 5 articles a day. So he buys them in big batches, though. But basically, I think he submits 5 articles a day to article sites. So we're going to, you know, and so if you're paying, let's say you're buying those in bulk and you're getting them for $4 an article. So that's $20 a day for your article marketing. But you know, I mean, Dagan's making, I think, 100 G's a month, over 100 G's a month, so $20 a day is like nothing. But you can ramp up to that. If that's a lot to you, you write the articles yourself, or you start with 1 article a day and you slowly ramp up, right? Okay, so there's article marketing. It's Google content, it's Google search. Then you've got Yahoo marketing, which is actually becoming very profitable now compared to Google. And you've got MSN to generate leads from. So now you've got those things to generate leads from. Then in addition to that you can go to individual websites and buy banner, contact people with smaller websites that aren't a member of these big, huge banner networks, and buy a banner on their website as a test for 1 week. And if it works, then work out something on a monthly basis. Then there's eZine ads. A lot of eZines won't pay off, but they're also cheap to test. But if you get, you know, you may test 100 and only find 10 or 20 that you run ads in, or even 5, but those 5 end up being really big for you, which is what Dagan did. Is he had tested tons and tons and tons of eZines, and he's got a small handful now that really bring in a lot of money. So these are just some of the ways that you drive traffic to your website. Now let's get back to the marketing model, though. So marketing model number 1 is you're just looking for affiliates, and you're really not doing any of the traffic work for them. Model number 2, though, is more the Sean Casey thing, is maybe you even pay per lead up front because you know you got something that's 27 to 97 that converts, so now you ain't worried about paying per lead, but you'd probably put a forced continuity. You need a forced continuity into that. If you do the Sean Casey model thing, I really think you need a forced continuity, some kind of membership site. Well, it doesn't got to be a membership site. Like, Joe Polish did really good over the years with a CD of the month, but your retention on a CD of the month, like I haven't tested it. Ryan Dice swears that your retention on a membership site is going to be better because there's maybe a forum in there or there's other stuff in there. You don't start a forum until you've got 500 members. Once you have 500 members, you can really start a forum. under 500 members, you won't have enough participation. But anyway, you know, you have different elements in like a little membership site, and he feels the retention is going to be better on that than a CD of the month. The good thing about a CD of the month is, let me tell you about why the CD of the month is cool. You find everybody in your market that could be a potential affiliate to sell your products who has a list. You interview one person each month. Now they love you because you interviewed them for an hour. It's warm and fuzzy. You promoted them because you sent that out to everybody who's a subscriber. So now, at the end of a year, you've got 12 super affiliates, because these should be super affiliates. You've got 12 super affiliates who will go to bat for you, and you got a really strong relationship with them. It's how I got my first speaking gig. I was a writer for National, a copywriter writing sales letters for National Response Corporation. Phil Kratzer was a guru of the day, speaking to Gary Halbert seminars, Bill Myers, and all of that. And Phil had a CD of the month. He was behind on it. He's like, Marlon, why don't you call up and interview Tag Powell? I'm like, great. Tag Powell was his big publisher at the time. I called up Tag, did an hour interview. Tag loved me. God bless him. He let me speak on his marketing cruise. The legendary Ted Nicholas was there, E. Joseph Kaufman, et cetera. I got Jonathan Mizell in on the gig. We became friends from it. You know, and this is all because I did one interview. One interview. So this is why CDs of the month are cool. Now, you don't have to do a CD of the month. You can have a membership site, stick that super affiliate of the month interview in there, and then add some other content in there, private label write books, whatever else you want to throw in there, you know, YouTube videos, articles, whatever you throw in there, right? And now you got something that's a pretty decent thing, and all you do is you give people a, you know, they buy the $27 or the $97 or the $50 thing, you give them a free 20-day trial of it, 14-day trial of it, 30-day trial of it, goes into recurring billing after that. Any reactions to that, what I just talked about? Is this over? Am I losing? If I'm losing anyone here, ask questions, because I don't want to be over your head. I don't want to lose you.
No, that was a great model.
All right, but what about the rest of you? Do you understand what I'm talking about, or have I lost you? Guys, gals, don't be shy. There's no bad or wrong questions. There's no stupid questions.
Well, I think this is great because you're putting it together, because we keep seeing pieces of this all over, and depending on the person that wants to promote which part, but you know, showing us how these models all fit completely together and then letting us pick the one that would be best for us is great.
Yeah, I mean, the product launch model is a great model if you can pull it off, just in that you need one product launch a year. And if the other thing about product launch model, though, let me say this. If you will notice, the people pulling it off most successfully, they're in a niche of friends, a circle of friends who have all agreed to promote each other's launches. So Frank Kern promotes Jeff Walker's launch. Jeff promotes Evan's launch. Evan promotes StomperNet launch. StomperNet promotes Evan's launch. You know, I'm not in that clique because they're like one generation below me in age, or two generations below me in age. But I used to have my clique. They're all dead or gone or in other markets now, to tell you the truth. But it's really cool. What they're doing is really smart because they all promote each other's launches. So they don't have too many money worries because they all know they have a go-to launch partners. Well, you know, and then so that's one model. But the problem I have, unless you got this go-to friends that all have big lists and will all go to bat for each other, and you're pretty sure that you all aren't going to get egos involved and have a fallout of arguments, and then you're going to be, you know, up a creek without a paddle. Unless you got that, you need lead generation. Now, on lead generation, a lot of approaches to it. You know, just the straight affiliate model, which is what I've used for years. And again, in niches, this still isn't that hard. Because let's take somebody in a niche where there's not a whole lot of products that offer a commission. You know, you come to a guy who's got a blog, and you're like, hey, stick this little banner on your blog, and you can make $40 a sell, $50 a sell. They're like, cool. Because maybe they got Google AdSense on there, and they're getting paid crap from Google. You know, or you go around and you buy banner ads on smaller websites is fine. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, that's why this is helpful, because right now, especially if some of us are getting started, we don't have lots of friends or buddies to be promoting our stuff. So
yeah, well, I know the feeling. I really don't have that many friends or buddies anymore either. You know, it's really weird because people of my generation in the business, mostly like Yannick, Jim Edwards, we're all friends, and some of the other guys I'm friends with, none of us guys promoted each other's launches. I don't know why.
But But why could you do that now? Have you
no,
thought about
that? No, they've all got their little kingdoms built. It just,
oh, I see.
I don't know. Jim and Yannick kind of promote each other's stuff, but, like, I can't really explain it. Now, so I have a friend, though. I won't say a name. But my friend is trying to do what you're saying. But what he's doing, so he's taking the whole little kind of clique out there, who the big product launch guys, and he's promoting all their products, like, every day. He's sending an email for one of them. I think on the trying to create reciprocity, on the hopes that when he comes up with a launch that they're going to promote, that he's going to be a member of the circle. Frankly, I'm not real sure that's going to happen, maybe. But for those of you guys and gals who don't have it, generate leads other ways. Generate leads other ways. And, you know, I just think that the engine of the business is your lead generation. Now, let me tell you how I started my business and what my initial logic was. And I think this will give you insight into what you guys and gals should be thinking about. Initially, I had a few products. I had WSOD, a website order taking system, how to create your own products in 2 hours, which I still have at yourownproducts.com. You know, I had a little small number of physically delivered products, but they weren't huge. Of course, Amazing Formula came along, and it was huge. But here was what was different about Amazing Formula is Amazing Formula was upfront $67. At the time, now you'll notice tons and tons of people have products at $67, but they copied my price point because Amazing Formula was so successful. But the logic for $67 originally was I had a product called the Big Course. It was $500, and it was all a bunch of digitally delivered products. It was all my products digitally delivered. It's $500. Called it the Big Course. Well, the people that I was selling WSOD'em to at $27, for some reason they weren't buying the $500 thing because I didn't really have anything between. They would buy $27. I was trying to sell them something at $500. It wasn't working. Well, Bart Baggett had went to Dan Kennedy's seminar, and Dan said that he thought a front-end product needed to be over $50 to kind of attract a higher quality of a buyer if your back-end was a bigger ticket, like $500 or $1,000. So I'm like, okay, well, let's go over $50. What's a good price point? Well, Ted Nicholas always believed in sevens from this really, really, really old Wall Street Journal study done one time that probably has zero validity, but all marketers price in sevens, so what the heck, right? So I said, okay, well, I could do 57, but I want to be well over. I want to make sure that I'm going to convert back in buyers. 67. Nobody else had, I looked around, nobody else had a product. 67, done deal. $67. They would buy Amazing Formula, and they would get these emails that basically said the Big Course was $1,000, but if you bought it within the first 50 days of having bought Amazing Formula, you got a half price at $500. We sold the living crap out of those, and I should still be doing that. It's just, I don't really have a good, quote, big course today. It became cash like clockwork with physically delivered CDs later on. But the thing on it is I need to update some of those products, and it's like a whole – anything that you do has level – the larger your business becomes, the more layers of complexity there is to getting stuff done, unfortunately. It's like really great in the beginning in that you got like two products, Amazing Formula and Big Course or something. There's a lot to be said for simplicity in business, and sometimes when you get larger and more complex – You know, I may need to simplify things again. So, but that was my whole logic. That was the whole business. A front-end product for $67 and a 30-day special offer on something, not really a one-time offer, a 30-day offer for a $1,000 course for $500. So we just sold the crap out of those things for like 3 years.
But as a customer, I just want to tell you as a customer, from, you know, as someone who's a customer and an observer, you know, I've spent several hundred dollars because I've bought quite a few of your less than $100 products.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got a whole catalog of products and you've branded yourself as Marlon Sanders in this niche. And so it's not like you're just doing, I'm not knocking any of these other models,
right.
But I'm saying from a business standpoint, it's now 10 years later and you don't have to keep trying to go out and find private label rights stuff that somebody else did. I know that.
Yeah,
that works
true. I like the creating your own assets.
Right.
I like creating your own assets, right? And the biggest compelling argument for creating your own assets is that you can get affiliates. Because other than that, you can sell affiliate products and go out and get traffic, and if you work pretty hard at it, you can make real good money. I mean, so you got to be creative and you kind of got to be out of the box on it. But you can go out and you make pretty good money. But the affiliate program is the sweetest deal in internet marketing.
You mean if you have your own product and you have
an affiliate program? If you have your own product, then you can have affiliates, and that is the best single deal available in internet marketing, in my opinion. It's also the one that's the most evergreen, because the problem on, like, say, an SEO model is Google keeps changing. Even pay-per-click, like, God, I wish Google would just figure out what the rules are and stick to them. Like, I have no idea why they want to keep changing the rules every 6 months or 3 months or 4 months or five. I just don't understand it. I just can't comprehend it. The thing about the affiliate model is you have to become more competitive, so the game with internet marketing has changed. But overall, it's the most stable way to drive traffic that you're going to find. You know, so what you invest in learning it, what you invest in affiliates, you don't have these affiliate relationships over years. The problem I have in internet marketing, you don't really have in other sites, in other niches, and I'll explain this. Here are my top affiliates over the years. Jim Edwards, the Nitro Marketing Guys, Kevin and Matt, you know, Kevin Wilkie, Matt Gill, you and Chia. These were all my top affiliates. Mike Mertz. Well, every single one of these guys went on to build their own empires, and you lose them as affiliates because then they end up with their own products and their own little empires, right? Well, you don't have that really in niches because you're not selling to marketers. But the thing about when you're in an internet marketing niche is, you know, somebody will be your top affiliate for maybe 6 months or a year. Oh, God, I could sit here and name other people that are my top
right.
affiliate. Good gosh. Keith Wellman was top affiliate. Now Keith has his own great business, and more power to him. But I'm just letting you see what happens within internet marketing and some of the different issues with models. So, I mean, there's no perfect model. There's no perfect model. But the thing that you really need to think about going into a business, though, you got to know what your front end and what your back end. And if you don't know that going in, really, no. Let me expand that. You got to know where you're going to get your leads from, where you're going to get your traffic from, what's your front end, what's your back end. That's really it. Now, the problem that a lot of people have, because Dagan did all these interviews last month with a lot of his list, and everybody was only using free traffic methods, like traffic exchanges and stuff like that. And the problem is the things just don't scale. I mean, they're okay to get started with, but they don't scale very well. So, I mean, I think some of those things are okay, but, you know, you kind of got to – a lot of people go into internet marketing, and they're, like, putting a foot in the water, like, well, I just want to see if it works. And they're really not committed to it, so it's a problem. So they're using free methods. They really don't believe in it. They just want to see if it works. And then it doesn't work for them because they never really commit to it. So, all right, who else has questions or comments on this? Anyone, if you got a question or a comment, you're stuck on something, you don't understand something, let's hear it.
Marlon, I think there's another gentleman that promotes the membership sites. I think his name is Ryan Lee. Do you know him?
Yes, Ryan's awesome. Ryan is so totally awesome. And I'm really pissed off because he has the ability to generate much better muscles than I do.
Well, my question...
really, life is not fair. I swear to God it's not.
You know, you were asking what would stop us. I always get hung up with the, you know, the technical side of everything.
Okay, let's hear it.
Some of the software, though, to generate these membership sites. I mean, I know there's some cheaper, but, you know, they're talking like $5,000 to get your membership site up and going, and that's where it...
So I'll tell you a really funny story. So Ryan Dice has a thing on, of course, he sells, you know, about putting your membership site together and all that, but Ryan's first membership site was in the Forex market, I believe,
mm-hmm.
And I think he made, I can't remember the amount, but at least 100 G's off the site net, right? And it wasn't password protected.
Right.
And he literally says he checked his logs, and he only had like two people
that
had paid and let their membership expired that still kept accessing the site.
Right.
Now, in internet marketing, you'd probably have not so good of numbers. But just outside of internet marketing, Forex or these other markets, literally, he didn't even have a stupid thing password protected. So I wouldn't get too hung up on it. Now, I do not pay the $3,000. MemberGate is the software you're thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
MemberGate's a great program, and like that's what Ryan Lee uses. However, that's a pretty price tag, especially for a newbie or somebody newer in the business who doesn't have the money coming in to pay for it. You just don't need it.
Okay.
Just don't need it. So this is one of the things, nice things about Warrior Forum and the WSOs is there's, I think somebody in there says Easy Member Pro and some of these other software programs. You can run pretty decent membership sites with cheap, very inexpensive software.
If you could get somebody to set it up for you, you could have a Joomla site or even manage a member managing a WordPress site for free.
Yeah, so let me tell you what Ryan is doing right now. Is a member is a membership management script, all right, and it's inexpensive and it's not hard to set up, and there's lots of people that know how to set it up. And this is what we're doing. So now people, if they stop paying, you can shut out their membership because you can cut off their password basically. And then all you do is you just take the WordPress blog, you set up WordPress in a folder inside of a member, and that's it.
Right.
It's very simple. Because if they stop paying, you just cut off their password, they can't get in there anymore.
Right. So for a couple $100, that's if you had to pay somebody to set it up for you. I mean, a member doesn't cost that much. I mean, so
right.
Less than $200, you could do it.
Yeah, in fact, so Ryan's memberships, like Total Access Club and also his wholesale traffic system, both of those are a member on a WordPress. And he just used a stock off-the-shelf WordPress template. Danny, do you remember the name of that WordPress template that Ryan used? I think it's the one we set ours up with, too. Do you remember it? All right. We can't remember. But it's like just a stock off-the-shelf WordPress template that you can use to set these things up with. So, by the way, the lady who asked that question, what is your name? Tell me your name again.
My name's Marge. Thanks.
Okay, Marge. Marge, is that you? Does that help any? On the technical end?
It does. I think it just still ends up boiling back down to, who can you trust, and when you put a request out there,
Oh, who to install a member?
Yeah.
Well, when you buy a member, they'll install it for you free.
Okay.
They'll install it for you free, and then all you need is WordPress.
So where do I go to get a member? It's just amember.com?
let me see if I can pull up my computer here. It's on another site. I forget the name of it. A member, what's the website for it, where you get the script? It's like CGI scripts or something. Hold on.
Amember.com.
Is it? Oh, amember.com. All right.
I had heard that mentioned. I was thinking it was even more than 200, but.
No. No, it's not bad. And it's real. I mean, that's what I run my whole business on is A member. It's not perfect. It could be better, but it's pretty darn good. It'll get the job done, I'll put it that way. And then WordPress installation is real easy. Like, anyone can install WordPress. Actually, if you use HostGator for your hosting, they've already got it. It's like a one-click install on HostGator. Because they have a thing in there. It's called Fantastico, and it has all these scripts that are already pre-installed
right.
On HostGator. So you just click that you want the blog, and boom. It's very simple. In fact, in Promo Dashboard, we show how to set up the WordPress.
Okay,
we don't show
haven't gotten that far yet.
Yeah, it's the setting up the WordPress thing. That's on the blogging icon, which I think is row 5, icon 1, I think. But WordPress is not hard. Anyone can set up WordPress. You just go to scriptlance.com. And anyone can set up a member. But, again, I think when you buy it, they'll set it up for you for free.
Okay, now I still can't even get DSL, and you had recommended iPhone.
Yeah.
Is there any features on that, or where's the best price to get that?
Oh, iPhone? Mac.com.
What was it?
Macintosh.
Okay.
Mac.com. But... What city do you live in?
I live in Michigan, and I am in a small city, and I just can't. Well, it's not a city. It's a blink of an eye community.
Oh, yeah. Does anybody else have recommendations for Marge on Internet? Because she can't even get DSL. Other than the iPhone and being able to get Internet access on that, does anybody else have a recommendation for her?
So, how about a satellite?
Clearwire?
Do you have satellite?
No.
I mean, that I would say if you don't have DSL, you know, you could get a satellite cable TV installed and make it. And a lot of times they'll have internet service combined, you know, with any of those
satellite TV.
Any of those satellite TV, you can get internet, high speed internet with that.
Okay, there was a lady that had a recommendation.
Clearwire, they might have service in your area.
Okay. So then that's my next question. I'm telling you guys, I'm really not techie at all. If I don't have, because see, it's hard for me to even review all these videos and everything that keep coming out. It takes me forever to download one to watch something 5 minutes. I mean, it takes me hours.
Okay, the number one thing you've got to concentrate on is getting internet access.
Right.
That's like number one.
Right, and you're going to have to pay to get, I don't know what clear wire water is, but if you just get DirecTV, you know, it'll be like $90, and they'll slap it up on. They'll come install it on your roof, and they'll hook it up. And you'll. I mean, you may not need 1,000 channels, but if you're going to do the business, you're going to have. You have to get higher speed internet. And most DSL.
Another thing.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Another thing is if you go to satellitefamily.com, and that's spelled out SATELLITEFAMILY.com. You can get the satellite internet service by itself without having to get the television as well, and that's
great.
Usenet.
Okay, thanks. And so then my last question is, if I'm trying to get my business set up, you know, I'm trying to understand the server part. Is that my computer, or is that on somebody else's? So if I start to try to when it says to download and install all this stuff, is that going on my computer, or is that – I thought that was what my hosting was.
Who understands her question? I don't understand Margaret's question. I think what you're asking, Marge, is like a member would install, yes, on your – a server just means a computer that's going to serve up pages on the web, right? So that's your web hosting. That's what you have with your web host. So a member installs on your server at your web host. Basically, it's a computer at your web host, yes.
Okay, so even though I – you know, can't access stuff fast myself on my computer and everything, that's not going to affect my business.
No, will not affect it because your website's going to be on the server at your web host, HostGator, or whoever you use.
Okay.
You need to get an Internet Marketing Dictionary.
Okay, thanks.
I meant that with kindness, really. It'll be really helpful.
Okay.
Is there a thing called Internet Marketing Dictionary?
I don't know, but we should create one.
Yeah, right? My God, what a great product idea. I actually sent one out. But it didn't include all of that. I mean, I sent out a real long email that had a whole ton of definitions in it.
Actually, he did. Did you get that?
Yes, I think I did get that.
All right.
I'm ashamed to say how long I've been on Marlon's list, so.
Who else has a question or comment or something we can help you with today? I want to make sure you understand this and that it's useful to you and not just some kind of theory.
Marlon?
Yeah.
Which dashboard has the information for me to make a button? I can't remember where you said
it. A design dashboard.
Design.
Dashboard, uh-huh.
Okay. And
now, by the way, if any of you don't have the money for it or if the tutorials in design dashboard aren't enough for you, honestly, you can also search the web for tutorial, make a button, Photoshop elements. And you'll be able to get free tutorials also. But it's just be sure to search Photoshop Elements and not Photoshop, because what we teach in Design Dashboard, and unless you have the money to buy Photoshop, you know, Photoshop Elements is $100. So that's the program that we recommend everyone use.
Oh, okay. So you have to have that in order to make a button?
Yeah, yes, you do. Well, there's little programs online that will make buttons for you without Photoshop Elements. I really highly recommend, though, that you learn to use Photoshop Elements minimum.
Okay.
Because you need to do headlines, and like turn your headlines into graphics. You need to be able to open and resize photos. Like, for those of you who don't know and you don't have Design Dashboard, and it's not everything you need to know, but we try to give you a real great basis in learning Photoshop Elements. And, like, here's one of the things you should know how to do. You go to bigstockphoto.com. That's bigstockphoto.com. There's tons of pictures on there. You grab the picture. You open it up in Photoshop Elements, and now you can resize it, make it any size you want. File, save as, save for web, JPEG, done. To create your banner, you go in there, you set up what's called your canvas. So you set your canvas size 46 by 60 for a 46 by 60 banner. zoom in a little bit so you can see it a little bit better. Get a photo from Big Stock Photo, drop it in there. You may need to remove the background. We show you how to do that using the magic wand. Remove the background. Now you got a little picture on there. Use the text tool. Put your text on there. Crop it. File save as. GIF. Done. Do three or four of those, all the same size. Use GIF Animator, which is another little program, and now you can have a little animated GIF banner. So now I'm not saying you need to become a full-fledged graphic designer like Annie, but you know, doing these basics, I know it's a learning curve, but it is something that's a manageable learning curve, just the basics. It's not that hard.
Thank you.
Sure. Who else has a question or comment? Something I can help you with? Let me try this. Did this open anyone's eyes today? Anyone else that really hasn't talked yet? Did anyone have any realizations, you know, from what we talked about today?
I have another question, but I'm waiting for other people.
Well, no, go ahead. Let's hear it.
Because we're kind of teaching a technique, the site that we're looking at modeling at this point is Sedona.com, which is the Sedona method.
All right.
And what's very interesting is that if you look at – they're using direct marketing principles.
Right.
But they're not really doing what everyone in internet marketing is teaching today as far as a long sales letter page. They have a great graphics, and they have great opt-in with a free DVD and a CD and MP3 download. And then what they've done is they just they did actually what you described earlier is they have tons and tons and tons of articles on that site where every article, the top half is education, the bottom half is basically selling their one product.
Okay.
So they must have like 50 articles all on that one. Every single thing is selling that one product. And it's very robust, and it's something I think anybody can actually do in their niche if you just...
Yeah, I'm sure they probably get really great SEO search engine stuff off of all those articles, and that's why they're doing it. Is because that's the reason they're doing that is because that's how they're driving their traffic is from the search engine optimization, dare say. See, anytime you see all the whole part... Okay, anytime you see a website with articles on it, those articles ain't there to convert people.
Hmm.
The reason you have articles on a website is because you're trying to bait Google for traffic.
Okay.
I'm just telling you right now, the number one thing that will convert people is one page, no clicks off of it, sales pitch.
Okay.
There is no better conversion.
Okay.
So you see a bunch of articles somewhere, it ain't for conversions. It's because of traffic.
Okay. Well, I noticed also what they're doing is they have, you know, each article is its own page, and it covers a different topic, and I think they may be driving traffic.
Yeah, each topic is a separate, they're trying to kit different keywords in Google.
Right, that's exactly right.
That's all just a beautiful SEO model. That's all that is. It's an organic SEO site.
Okay.
You got to know what but it's important, I'm glad you brought that up, because you got to know what you're looking at.
Okay.
Like if you're trying to rip off a model or copy or emulate a model, and you don't know what the model is, the purpose of it, you ain't going to get very far.
Okay.
That's not a conversion model. That's a traffic model. Now, if you're driving traffic with an affiliate program, and that's how you're getting your traffic, then you see, unless you're having your affiliates.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Models.
I see what you're saying. We may want something different for affiliates. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's not affiliates. You drive people to a sales letter because you want the highest conversion possible for the affiliates.
Got it. Okay.
If you're trying to get traffic from Google organic and possibly even what I was trying to say about pay-per-clicks is that's the pay-per-click site of the future is going to be like that too. Google, from what I understand, is beginning to hate what's called thin affiliate pages. A thin affiliate page means a sales letter and not a ton of content. They don't want that. They're wanting the sites that you pay for, the clicks. To me, they're insane personally, but whatever. They're wanting you to basically build what you would have to build for the organic site anyway. And my point on that is, okay, so why pay for the clicks then? Why don't I just attack the organic site?
Right.
If you're going to force me to, then I ain't going to pay you for clicks. Good God. So anyway, it's my little parenthetical comment. But that's, again, you just got to know what model you're looking at. They're doing organic SEO model. Now, I understand they also do pay-per-click. Because John Barker used to be like do pay-per-click for them. That's how he got his start, the AdWords Black Book guy. But they're probably driving people See, once you have that nice organic site, you can drive people from pay-per-click to a squeeze page on that site.
That's what they're doing. They drive. They have different, according to the keywords that people are searching for, they have different pages on that site that they drive them to.
Yeah,
and, if you go,
that probably works fine because the Google's, that's going to all get them a real good quality score in the Google pay-per-click side because there's lots of content there. Google's going to fall in love with it.
Okay.
But you can actually drive them pretty much to a squeeze page on a heavy content site that Google loves.
Okay.
But if you're just driving them to a squeeze page and they ain't any other content in the future, this isn't going to fly. Right now, if you put an about policy and a privacy policy and a link to a blog, Google's letting it fly.
Right.
But 6 months or a year from now, the future is that ain't going to fly.
Okay.
Really, Yahoo's becoming more attractive, and I never thought I would say that. But,
really?
Yeah.
The Yahoo Network?
Yeah, advertising, running pay-per-click ads on Yahoo versus Google.
Okay.
Because they're not as stringent as Google is. And if you, I just saw a rating yesterday of rating for traffic, return on investment, you know, cost, traffic costs, and I forget, like, how easy or hard it is to get the traffic and stuff. Anyway, Yahoo's really ranking out really almost better than Google now. And a lot of people are also looking at MSN, although you don't have the volume of traffic that you have from Google. But I really think Google's starting to shoot themselves in the foot, kind of like eBay did. It's really funny because I saw this analyst on TV talking about why eBay stock was down, right? I mean, this was before this whole last crash thing. And it was like they attribute it to everything else in the world other than the real cause, which is basically, in my estimation, eBay's pissed off all the people that sell on there, so you don't have the people selling on there as many collectibles and a lot of the really awesome stuff because they're just going other place to sell their stuff. But they're such a big company, I really don't think they get it or see it. Well, I kind of almost feel like the same with Google. But be that as it may, this is what we have to deal with in internet marketing, so you got to deal with whatever the parameters and the rules are. Personally, I'm going to look a lot more at Google Content Network because you don't have the search restrictions. We only have one good site with content on it, which is my blog, marlinsnews.com. But I've tried putting, like, squeeze pages on there, and they really don't rank out much better in terms of the quality score. So to really ramp up for the search side, we would have a pretty big process to go through. The content network's not so strict, so I'm going to look at Google Content. We're also going to try out Yahoo Search.
Hey, Marlon, just to let you know, I'm using your RSS feed on one of my sites just to have some more RSS content.
Okay.
And when it shows up, when I put my mouse, I'm on my site. I put my mouse. It shows up. I put Internet Marketing Wizard Marlon Sanders, and the title of the blog reads untitled. But if I look at the bottom, it'll say, you know, blog / whatever the year / whatever.
Oh, so it's not showing a title?
Yeah, so I'm not sure why.
Okay, well, that's jacked up. I'm glad you brought that up. I'll have Danny look at that.
I just want to let you know.
Well, and if I knew people were putting the RSS on there, I would post my articles. Or I'll start posting the articles on there anymore. I got to find, like, this is one of the problems. I don't really have in-house staff to do it. I got to find someone, a freelancer, to, like, take the time to appropriately format the articles for the blog because it actually takes, like, 30 minutes to do it correctly.
Right.
Turn all the links into hyperlinks, eliminate the bad spacing, and it's really, there's more to it than you would think.
I know.
Maybe I'll try to find, we've talked about finding somebody on Craigslist locally. Maybe I'll do that. Just have them come in the office like a few hours a week to do some of that stuff. All right, who else has a question or a comment before we wrap this up today? Anybody sitting on a question, you're stuck on something, you're having a problem on something? Again, there's no bad or wrong or stupid question, guys and girls. All right. See, this is the whole problem with people not showing up live because they're like, oh, I'll just get the recording. It limits the amount of interaction you have.
Right.
It's like, God, do I have to get people prizes to show up on the call they're paying for?
Well,
it's really...
Do you want us to start sending you questions to answer on the calls?
Yeah, you can send them to marlinsandbiz, marlonsandbiz@gmail.com.
Marlon, S-A-N-D-B-I-Z.
Yeah, B-I-Z, marlonsandbiz at gmail.com. Sure.
Great.
All right, everyone. Well, I hope this call's been useful. The models is something to always look at. I mean, and we didn't cover all the models. There's many other models out there. But just as you got to know when you're looking at a site, is this an organic site? Is this a site targeting pay-per-click traffic? Is this a site getting traffic from affiliates? Just as you need to know that, you also need to know what your model is and be clear on what your model is. How are you going to generate your traffic and your leads? What's your front end? What's your back end? How are you going to sell the back end? You know, what's your longer-term game plan? And if you know those things and have those things in mind, then you're off to a fast start. The force continuity model, wrapping that into your program somewhere if you can is good. Membership sites, you know, they're work because the only thing I don't like about them is they're kind of upkeep. You know, now you can actually get software where you can. There's a plug-in for a member where you can actually plug in content for like 6 months or a year and it'll automatically release it on the right date, which is kind of cool. So, all right, everyone. I hope this call is useful and helpful to you. And if you do something with what you learn here this week and you want to report back in a couple weeks, just remind me on the call that you have an update or report, and I would like to hear back from you.